Her Friend's Brother, narrated by Leo Horn, for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Just the Drink Talking, by Mascot, Trondelag. I love you. I couldn't believe my ears when I heard Bord say those three words as he put his hands on my shoulders and looked me straight in the eye. He had glassy, bloodshot eyes and difficulty standing still. Without a doubt, he was drunk. I was sure it was just the drink talking. We'd been best friends since we were in third grade at junior school. Now we were in 12th grade at upper secondary. Bord and I had never kept any secrets from each other before, and he never said anything to suggest that he had gay tendencies. On the contrary, he always talked about girls, described what he liked about them, and that he dated a couple. Because I knew him so well, it was pretty difficult to take what he had said seriously. It was at a graduation party before our results had been announced that he said those three words. I think you're pissed, I said to him. What if I came home with you? Only if I get to share a bed with you, he replied. Stop pissing about, I said, afraid that someone from our class would hear what he had said. A night's sleep would do you good. I got us a cab and practically had to shove Bord into it. We lived in a suburb about half an hour drive from the centre of town. I was embarrassed and blushed when Bord continued with a drunk talk in the cab, particularly because the driver heard everything and looked at us in the mirror. I want to suck your dick, said Bord, and put his hand right in my crotch. You can fuck me if you like. What I really wanted to do was gag him, but before we got there, Bord had thankfully fallen asleep. At my apartment, I paid the driver and carried Bord in. It was a relief to get him inside. At least he couldn't embarrass me anymore. I put him on the sofa and covered him with a blanket. I felt like I needed something to drink, so I went into the kitchen and got myself a glass of milk. As I stood there, I felt myself swaying and realized that I wasn't sober myself. I went to the loo to pee. I managed to piss on the toilet seat and cursed my semi-erect dick. It had been part of my body for 18 years and I still didn't have complete control of it. On my way to the bedroom, I passed Bord. I stopped for a moment and looked at him. In spite of everything, he was pretty sweet. I had to admit I had fantasized about him. I wanted to go over and kiss him, but got a grip of myself. I went into my bedroom, undressed, and fell asleep fairly quickly. It was almost midday the following morning when I awoke to discover another shock. During the night, Bord had crept into my bed and was now lying next to me, naked. I was almost scared when I looked at him and saw him looking back at me with a hungry gaze. I want to have sex with you, he whispered. No, I replied, you've already crossed the line. I had never seen him like this before. At the same time, he was making me excited. I could feel my dick getting harder under the duvet. I hoped that he hadn't noticed, but he must have done so because he touched it. Have you gone crazy? I asked. You're not gay, are you? Yes, I am. I've always been gay, but I just haven't dared to say so before. I thought about telling you ages ago, but I've not had the courage, not until last night.